all know what tomorrow is, right? It's the 4th of July. We celebrate our independence, our freedom. It's a wonderful thing that we can go where we want to go and pretty much do what we want to do. Although, admittedly, we're not quite as free as we used to be many years ago. But God is able to restore this nation to what it used to be. And we pray that He does. A God-fearing nation, a Christian nation, one nation truly under God. But we enjoy the freedoms that we have, and that's why we celebrate our independence tomorrow. But there's more than that kind of freedom that we have to enjoy. That's a physical type of freedom, but there's also a spiritual freedom that God has granted to us. And it's not just freedom from sin, although that is certainly a major part of it, but there's another aspect of it that I want to focus on this morning, something that perhaps we don't think about very much in terms of our freedom. We think of freedom from sin and the penalty of sin, and that's great, and we should certainly consider that. But there's more. And if you could put the first scripture up. This is from Acts. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man, meaning Jesus, is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Now, what was the law of Moses? It included the Ten Commandments, but it also included many other types of laws, other types of moral laws, other types of cleanliness laws, other types of behavioral things. There were thousands of these little things. There were ceremonial laws as well. How to approach God back in those days, Old Testament days. There was a lot to the law of Moses. But one thing that mankind learned early on is that we could not fulfill those laws. It was just not possible. And that law was not given to us with the expectation that we could meet its requirements. That law was given to us so that we could see a little bit better who God is and what His characteristics are, what His traits are, what His requirements are, what His standards are. To be able to look at ourselves and to look at His laws and who He is and say, there's no way we can measure up. It was to show us our condition, our sinful condition, and how we were never able to measure up, that there needed to be another way to provide atonement for our sins and reconciliation between us and God. So through Jesus, everyone is justified, everyone is made right by our faith in Him. Everyone, okay, is made right in the sight of God, because we are now clothed with Jesus' righteousness. And we're made right, justified from all things which we could not be justified by trying to fulfill the law of Moses. How many of you have ever broken one of the Ten Commandments? Right? We've all done it, right? We try hard not to, right? And there are many, many people today, Christians and non-Christians, who are still trying to live by the Ten Commandments. You can't be justified by trying to fulfill them. You can't be made right with God. You can't please God by trying through your own strength, your own determination, your own willpower to meet those requirements. I just can't. Next. This is from Romans. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, or in other words, according to their own strength, their own power, their own wisdom, their own knowledge. Okay? Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, in other words, the law could not work in us so that we could fulfill its requirements. Okay? The law had no power to do that. It couldn't change us so that we could be able to meet its requirements. The law simply indicated how sinful we were and pointed us to the need for a Savior, for Jesus. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. So in other words, Jesus' death on the cross freed us from trying to meet those requirements, freed us from trying to fulfill the law. He condemned sin in the flesh, okay? But the righteous requirements of the law are fulfilled in us, okay? Who do not walk according to the flesh, who do not walk according to our own devices, our own strength, our own willpower, determination, whatever. We don't live that way. We don't strive to meet the requirements of all these little things, or even the Ten Commandments, okay? We don't walk according to the flesh. We walk according to the Spirit. Right. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm free. I don't have to worry about, am I going to break this commandment today? I plan my day, I go about my day, whatever. Do I have to have in the back of my mind all the different requirements, the different laws, the Ten Commandments, whatever, everything? I better not do this, I better not do that, I better be careful. I don't need to worry about that. God has relieved me of the responsibility of trying to fulfill those laws. He has made it possible for me to meet the requirements simply by walking in the Spirit. I can go about my day and not be concerned about whether I'm breaking any commandment or whatever, if I'm listening to the voice of the Spirit. The Spirit will tell me, this is not good for you. Or maybe that's the wrong decision to make. This is how you're going to please God. Take this route. Make this decision. See, I don't have to worry. I don't have to have a list of things in front. Well, let me see. I better be careful about, you know, fulfilling this or doing that or whatever. I'm free from all of that. God has set me free from trying to fulfill the requirements of the law that I could never meet in the first place, because Jesus did it all. He fulfilled every single requirement of the law. And because I am clothed with his righteousness, God looks upon me as fulfilling all the requirements of the law as well. So I'm free to conduct my life in such a way that I don't have to worry about that. I don't walk in the flesh. I don't strive to meet certain requirements to have a checklist. Okay, I did this today, I did that today. The Ten Commandments were not made for believers. They are good. They reflect who God is. But they are for unbelievers to show them their sinfulness and the fact that they need a Savior. We realized that a long time ago. We have that Savior. And He has freed me from any effort that I need to make in trying to fulfill these various requirements of the law. As I said, Jesus did it all for me. He fulfilled every requirement. He wrapped me in the robe of His righteousness. And that's how God sees me. That's how God sees you. Now, I'm not saying you have the freedom to go out and break every governmental law, to go down a road here 30 miles an hour and go 50 or 60. Okay? I'm not saying you have the freedom to do that. But you have the freedom to live life without worrying and looking over your shoulder. Gee, did I break one of God's commandments today? Whether it's the Ten Commandments or something else. I don't have to worry about that. Because I have the Spirit of God living within me. And the Spirit will prompt me, as long as I am open to Him, to guide me, to show me the correct path, to show me what decisions are best to make. It is unfortunate that there are Christians today who are trying to please God by following all the laws and commandments when we don't have to. I'm not speaking against the commandments. I'm certainly not speaking against God. I'm just saying they are not meant for us. We are free from them. We are free from trying to meet those requirements. All I have to do is walk in the Spirit and let the Spirit guide me. He'll tell me. He'll prick my conscience if I do something wrong, or if I'm about to do something wrong, and show me that there's a better way. That's the kind of life that God wants us to lead. Not to have a list of requirements and make sure that I check off all the right boxes every day. Gee, did I spend enough time in prayer today? Did I spend enough time reading the Word today? Did I do enough good deeds today? Did I speak about Jesus to enough people today? We get hung up on these things, and we don't need to be. All we need to do is say, okay, Lord, you get up in the morning, what do you want me to do today, Lord? And it's going to be different every day. Let Him lead you. You're free from all these various requirements and self-imposed restrictions and whatever that we put on ourselves in trying to be pleasing to God. You want to be pleasing to God? And just follow the leading of the Spirit. That's all. It's that simple. Let Him lead you. Let Him guide you. If He wants you to spend more time in prayer, He'll let you know. He'll put that thought in your mind, gee, I really should have spent more time. It's amazing how many times, well, this has happened to me. I've had thoughts in my mind, okay, this is what I'd like to do today. And how many times it doesn't work out that way, and He gives me something else to do. And it turns out much better that I did the thing He wanted me to do than if I struggled and tried to accomplish what I wanted to do. See, that's the kind of life He wants us to lead. His ways are higher, His ways are better, and He wants to reveal those ways to us. And it's all done through the Spirit. We don't have to get hung up on meeting certain requirements. no matter how good they may seem to be. Let him lead us. Let him do it. There's so much in Scripture about being led of the Spirit, and we've seen it just in these two, these several ones that I've had up here. You do not walk according to the flesh, your own devices, your own understanding, your own plans, your own this and that. No. We walk according to the Spirit. And there's such a freedom in that. Because I don't have to worry about the outcome. I don't have to worry about, do I have what is needed to accomplish what he wants me to accomplish? Because he provides even that. He provides the rest I need. He provides the strength I need, the wisdom, the direction. And all I have to do is yield myself to him and say, okay, Lord, what's it going to be today? Guide me. There is really such a freedom in that. There is. Just like it says here, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where is the Spirit today? Where is he? He's within you, isn't it? Isn't he? Okay? If he's in you, you're free. You're free to be who you are and who God wants you to be. I hope that you understand that. I hope it's freeing to you, because so many Christians, I think, get hung up on trying their own way to please God. I'm gonna read 10 chapters today because it's important I get into the Word, Lord, and I hope that pleases you. But if the Spirit is saying to you or nudging you to do something else, you're not pleasing him by doing the thing you want to do instead of what he wants you to do. Remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. I can sacrifice my time, my energy, so much in trying to serve God when all I really need to do is be obedient to him. And that is much better than all the sacrifices I could ever make. So be free. Not just free physically, but be free spiritually. Free to truly be who God wants you to be and live the kind of life that he wants you to live. Just be led of the Spirit. Let's pray. Father God, it's such an easy concept, but yet it's so difficult to do because we are so human and so set in our ways. And we're so accustomed to having rigid schedules and plans and checklists and everything else. But you want to free us from all of that. To lead happy, abundant, fruitful lives. And I think that's one of the ways, Lord, one of the things that you meant when you said that you wanted to give us life and life more abundantly. You wanted us to be free from all of these restrictions and self-imposed do's and don'ts. And we thank you for that, Lord. Make us who we're meant to be. Help us to be free, truly free, Lord, in you, as you intended. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory, Lord, and thank you so much for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.